With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas has been brokered, though Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says final details of the agreement have yet to be worked out. Correspondent Joe Fetterman explains what some of the details in the ceasefire agreement are.
The deal calls for a six-week halt in fighting beginning on Sunday. Now, during these 6 weeks, about one-third of the hostages held in Gaza are to be released. Israeli troops will begin to pull back from their positions. Israel will release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, and hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians can begin to go back to their former homes. The international community also will pour large amounts of desperately needed humanitarian aid into Gaza.
President Biden touted the deal from Washington, saying the ceasefire will stay in place as long as Israel and Hamas remain at the negotiating table over a long-term truce. Donald Trump's pick to lead the Justice Department, Pam Bondi, testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee today on Capitol Hill. Democratic Senator Chris Coons asks Bondi how she'd respond if Donald Trump tried to interfere in Justice Department cases.
What would you do if your career DOJ prosecutors came to you with a case to prosecute, grounded in the facts and law, but the White House directs you to drop the case?
Senator, if I thought that would happen, I would not be sitting here today. That will not happen. Will not happen.
The Supreme Court seems open to a Texas law aimed at blocking kids from seeing online pornography, but the justices could still send it back to a lower court for more consideration of how the age verification measure affects adults' free speech rights. This is SRN News. Chaplains are on the ground in the L.A. fire zone.
They work for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and they are in the shelters where fire victims are living, ministering to them even as the crisis unfolds. Ministry spokesman Josh Holland says, quote, "The images coming out of California look like scenes out of a Hollywood movie, yet they show the real-life horror that the people of the Los Angeles area are experiencing today. Other Christian ministries also rushing help to the city." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Sydney, Australia, say two synagogues were defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti this month, hard on the heels of several similar incidents in Australia to end last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is condemning these attacks, saying they're abhorrent and need to stop. Australia is a better place than this. The two Sydney synagogues were defaced with swastikas and various anti-Semitic slogans. This is SRN News. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is now detained after a massive law enforcement effort.
He said he complied with the warrant after weeks of defiance over attempts to question him in the investigation over his imposition of martial law last month. In a video message recorded before he was escorted to the headquarters of the anti-corruption agency, Yoon lamented that the rule of law has completely collapsed in this country. Yoon contends the agency doesn't have the authority to investigate whether his declaration of martial law was a legitimate act of governance after the Liberals leading parliament thwarted his agenda. I'm Karen Shamas.
At least 10 people were killed in eastern Congo by extremist rebels linked to the Islamic State group. Rebels with the Allied Democratic Forces and ISIS affiliate in the region attacked the village of Makoko. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.